This is the homily for the third Sunday of Easter, 2026, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 and 22 to 23. The first letter of St. Peter, chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The homilist was Father Ignacio Gonzalez.
He has appeared to Simon. Those words near the end of today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 24 come almost as an aside at the end of the Emmaus narrative. Quiet, brief, but carrying a lot of weight. He has appeared to Simon. Why Simon? Why single him out? And why does the Church place that line before us again and again, year after year? For men who have already heard it for decades. Because Simon Peter, is not just another witness. He is the one who failed most publicly. I do not know the man, three times he said. He is the one who denied the Lord. And yet he is also the one to whom the Lord appears, personally, deliberately, first among the apostles, Simon. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? That is not incidental. It is foundational. Because Jesus called Peter the rock and gave Peter the keys of the kingdom. Today's gospel gives us the road to Emmaus, one of the 11 post-resurrection appearances in the New Testament. And as Luke Timothy Johnson observes, this account is strikingly concrete. It does not give us a neat theological conclusion. The road to Emmaus shows us the process, the slow, often halting way in which belief takes shape. The two disciples are walking away from Jerusalem. That matters. Away from Jerusalem. They are not just confused. They are leaving because their hopes have collapsed. We were hoping, it was written in the past tense. They had conviction, yes, but their experience contradicted them. Christ dead is not Christ the Messiah. And so the risen Lord does something very Benedictine, you might say. Jesus walks with them. He listens. He questions, and then he interprets. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, our blessed Lord Jesus opens the scriptures. Notice the order. He does not reveal himself visibly at first. He teaches them how to read. He gives them the lens through which their experience can now be understood. And this is precisely the point that Luke Timothy Johnson makes in his commentary on the Gospel of Luke. Without Moses and the prophets, they would not have had the symbols to interpret what had happened. But without the experience of the risen Christ, Moses and the prophets would have remained closed to how God wanted them to understand who he is, now resurrected and walking with them. Both are necessary. Scripture and encounter, text and life, tradition and experience. And is this not our life in the monastery? We have chanted these psalms for decades. We have heard these gospel stories more times than we could possibly count. And yet, if we are honest, there are moments when the words lie flat, when familiarity dulls rather than deepens, when we know the text, but the fire is not there. And many of you know who know me. My name is Ignacio. Ignis is the Latin word for fire, so Ignatius must have been someone with a very fiery temperament, and I have a bit of that in me. So whenever I have food that is available, most times I will have jalapenos or some kind of hot sauce to keep the fire going. Were not our hearts burning within us? That is the test. Not novelty, not cleverness, but a fire that does not consume. A fire in a bush in Exodus 3, where God identified himself to Moses simply as, I am. The Lord does not give them new scriptures. He gives them new sight, or rather insight, into what the Old Testament scriptures mean. So he gives them new sight, and their eyes are opened. But when? Not on the road, not during Jesus' explanation of the scriptures, but in the breaking of the bread. Here again, St. Luke the evangelist is not subtle. Word and sacrament, explanation and presence. The same Lord who opens the scriptures is the Lord who was made known in the Eucharist. And then he vanishes. Why? Because by that point, they no longer need to see him in the same way. They know. I thought I could get through this. They know how to find him in the breaking of the bread. So they return immediately back to Jerusalem, back to the others. And what do they find? A community. They find a community already being formed around a shared proclamation. The Lord has truly been raised. And he has appeared to Simon. And there he is again, Simon. Why him? Because the church is not built on the strongest. The Lord is not built on the strongest. The Lord is built on the forgiven. Not on the flawless, but on the restored. The one who denied becomes the one who confirms his brethren in faith. And we hear from that same Simon today, not only in the gospel echo, but in the living voice of the church. In Acts chapter 2, which is our first reading in Pentecost, Simon Peter stands and proclaims boldly, God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promises of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured him forth, as you see and hear. In St. Peter's first letter, and that is the second reading for today's gospel, or for today's Mass, St. Peter exhorts and strengthens us. If you invoke as Father him who judges impartially according to each one's works, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourning, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by our ancestors, not with perishable things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope are in God. So here then we see the one who once said, I do not know the man, now cannot speaking about him. That, my friends, is what the resurrection of Jesus from the dead means. And for us monks here, men who have lived stability here for decades, the question is not whether we know the story. We most certainly do, because we hear it year after year. So yes, we know the story that Jesus died and rose from the dead. And he has appeared to Simon. But the question remains, are we still part of the story? Are we still being taught how to read? Are our hearts still capable of burning? Do we still recognize him in the breaking of the bread? Or have we settled into a kind of quiet Emmaus, walking, speaking, remembering, but no longer expecting him to draw near us? The gospel today is not about the past. Today's gospel is about us here this morning and for the future of our monastery. The same Lord walks with us. The same Lord speaks in the scriptures that we chant daily. The same Lord is made known in the Eucharist we celebrate every day here in this chapel. And the same Lord Jesus still seeks us out. Men and women who have known failure. Men and women who have lived long, who have carried the weight for years. And Jesus still says to us, I love you. And you are mine. He has appeared to Simon. Thanks be to God, he still appears to us if we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to burn within us. Amen.